And we're back with Varsity Football Live, presented by TheFinalScore.tv on Sports Radio 950 KJR. And I'm joined by Paul Valencia from The Columbian. He joins us every Friday night on the show to talk about Southwest Washington football. Paul, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's football season.
Yes, it is back. And Southwest Washington always has some pretty good football teams over there in the Greater St. Helens League. What are the teams and who are some of the guys that you'll be looking at this year?
Well, kind of the same teams as our guests. Camas hasn't lost a league game since 2009, hasn't lost to a Clark County opponent since 2011. So they're our pick until someone can beat them.
Right.
But last year, state playoffs, they barely beat Skyview. They crushed Skyview in the regular season last year. They played again in the state playoffs, and Skyview had them with like 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and then Camas rallied to win it. So, yeah, we think those are the top two teams. Battleground, though, has just about all of their skill position players back, and they tied for second last year in the league with Skyview. And Battleground has a quarterback who's thrown for more than 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards in 2 years. So, and they just got their lineup is loaded with seniors. And what we wrote in our preview is how good this league might be. However, I just mentioned three teams, haven't even mentioned Union, which had its first losing season last year, and they have a new coach and believe they'll be back too. But only two of these teams can make the playoffs.
Wow.
Because the league is now just five teams,
mm-hmm,
with reclassification. So what happened is, so the last 2 years, the top three teams from this league have gone on to the Week 10, what we call the preliminary round, state preliminary round playoff. All three of those teams have won the past 2 years and made it to the Sweet 16, the state round bracket. Well, that's impossible this year. Only two teams can go. So it means these four league games now are just going to be, a battle to survive.
Right. And so who are some of the smaller classification in the 3A and the 2A that you'll be keeping an eye on?
Okay, well, Mountain View, which also tied for second last year in the GSHL, didn't make the playoffs because they lost in a tiebreaker. They moved from 4A to 3A. They had two 1,000-yard rushers last year. Now, they've graduated, but they returned four of the five offensive linemen who led that rushing attack. And
right.
So right now, everyone is picking Mountain View to win the 3A Greater St. Helens League. Last time they were in the league 3 years ago, they won the league. They just finished second in the 4A, and the defending 3A champion is no longer 3A school. Columbia River's down to 2A. So right now in the 3A GSHL, everyone is saying Mountain View is the pick, and then it's anybody's guess who's going to finish second or third. Evergreen is also a 3A school for the first time ever. Evergreen is now 3A, not 4A. It's Mountain View, and then everybody else is going to fight for second and third. And then you've got in the 2A GSHL, Hawkinson has been ruling that the last couple of years, and they've got a really good quarterback coming back, but they lost, I think, seven guys who are now playing college football from a 2A school. So, I don't know if they're going to be down, but it's going to be different. That's for sure. And with Columbia River coming from 3A to 2A, now, I would get, last year, Hawkinson, in my opinion, would have beaten Columbia River if they were in the same league. Hawkinson was just really, really good. This year, Columbia River's got a humongous offensive line, and it really is going to showcase in the 2A GSHL up against smaller programs.
Wow. I don't know how you're able to keep this all organized in your brain, but you've been doing it for many years with us, and we look forward to hearing from you on a weekly basis. Thanks for jumping on with us today, Paul.
Oh, no problem.
There he is, Paul Valencia from The Columbian down in Southwest Washington. Catch him every Friday night on Varsity Football Live on Sports Radio 950 KJR, presented by TheFinalScore.tv. Your first stop every day for the best in high school football coverage.